Thank you very much, Madame Kouchner. Thank you very much for your questions, for your comments, duly noted. So, with respect to Jordan, I don't know the specific case, and I think I will provide an answer which works in both cases for El Salvador and for Jordan. From the UN Water Coordination Mechanism side, we are working, we want to support really the work of the UN country teams. So we see the, for example, the Common Country Analysis, which is this document which is produced periodically from the UN system with, you know, with the local host government as a key tool to then inform the development of the UN Sustainable Development Cooperation Frameworks, which really drive the work between the United Nations system and the host country. So from the UN Water side, and actually with the coordination of UNESCO and UNDESA, we have also, we're developing an SDG 6 capacity development initiative, which is something that can support capacity development efforts at the country level. And it's not something which comes in duplication what's already there. It's a way to bring together really everything that's already been done, but to also raise the political visibility of the topic. I would advise to, the first step would be to really engage with the UN resident coordinator, with the UN resident coordinator's office, and request support, and request UN Water support. So then, if the UN Water family receive a request from the resident coordinator office, from the country teams, then we can, you know, support the UN country teams with technical assistance, with, you know, with activities also on the ground. For example, I'll give you an example. For the SDG 6 Capacity Development Initiative, we are now working closely with the government of the ministries in Panama to organize a first step of SDG 6 capacity development in Panama, which will be really a moment where we talk about capacity development for water, for sanitation, at a more political level in a way to raise the visibility so that then there is the possibility to develop a real strategy for capacity development, which then will bring all the actors together. And in doing this, we're working closely and under the guidance of the UN resident coordinator. The resident coordinator is really a key actor in country and is really someone who can really mobilize the system in any way the host government country needs. Thank you.
Thank you very much.